We're going to talk about draft night in the moment and the opportunity for the city of Detroit. When Caleb Williams gets selected first overall for the Chicago Bears, how should he be greeted? We'll get to that after the news with Heather.
You guys, there is a serial pooper on the loose in Dearborn, defacing headstones and grave sites.
Oh,
at Northview Cemetery.
In a graveyard?
Yeah. Yes. The Dearborn Police Department has been called to the cemetery 7 times since February 25th. That's when they received their first call about this pooper on the loose. A spokesperson says this pooper is random, always picking different locations each time they go. So far, police have 0 leads. But they do say this pooper wears dark clothes, a hoodie, and leaves a big mess behind, including used toilet paper.
Oh, so he actually drops trowel and does it there.
Yeah, and I'm
glad
he said
come
he.
Prepared.
Yeah, yeah, because it's well, got to be a man,
yeah,
right?
I come would on, think so,
ladies.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you never know. You don't know, but
serial killers, serial poopers. Yeah. I'm guessing majority of them are probably dudes.
I do too, but I'm.
You never know.
Just don't know.
And there's no leads.
No leads except the poop, which I mean, I guess technically you could like run a DNA test on, but they said, "Hey, we don't got time for that. We've got more serious crimes that take precedent over poop." But you know, it could happen. You never know. A man and a teenage girl have been arrested after a large fight at a Warren High School broke out on Monday and landed a police officer in the hospital. So Warren police officers were called to Lincoln High School. This was right before 3 p.m. as school was letting out because there was a big fight that broke out, including, you know, several people. When officers showed up, they went to arrest an adult male. But during that arrest, they say this teenage girl interjected herself and began to assault a female officer. They believe that she hit the female officer on the head from behind, and the officer just went right down to the ground. That officer is currently listed in serious yet stable condition at the hospital with a possible concussion. And the investigation is still ongoing. They believe, though, that neither this adult male or this teenager were actually students or affiliated with Lincoln High School.
Mm-hmm.
They were just there. And they have not said what prompted that initial fight or who else may have been involved or arrested.
Crazy.
And they got to decide if they're going to charge this teen.
Right.
I don't know her age, just a teen as an adult or as a juvenile. You'll see. Oh, you guys, listen to this. A Milwaukee Brewers pitcher had to be taken to the hospital after being hit in the neck by a ball during batting practice on Monday afternoon at Pittsburgh's PNC Park. Oh, my goodness. The medical staffs from both teams were there to treat Jacob Junis on the field. They treated him for about approximately 20 minutes before they loaded him in an ambulance, took him to the hospital. The Brewers did release a statement saying that he is conscious, alert, and responsive, and that he was basically taken to the hospital just for further evaluation to make sure he's okay. But man,
I was looking more into this story because it just says the neck. Like, I don't know if he was hit, like, was he facing away and hit the back of the neck, or was he like, hit in the throat?
Like the esophagus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The scariest injury I ever had was taking a karate chop to the neck in my esophagus, and it was so scary, and I mean, couldn't talk for like a week.
Yeah, probably
the test that they had to do. Yeah, it was awful.
Yuck. So according to some non-scientific data, Michigan Costco shoppers love the Kirkland French vodka. That's apparently their number one item they buy at Costco. The most popular items besides that at Costco include the Saunders Sea Salt Caramels.
Okay.
That's on the list. The Kirkland Maple Syrup.
We do that
do
all
you
the
do
time.
That?
Yep, yep. Affordable.
Do you happen to have a Woozoo Globe fan at your house?
No, I don't have.
It's like the circle fan.
Well, apparently that's super popular.
Really?
I don't have one, but I looked it up.
Does it glow?
I looked it up too. No, a globe.
Oh, globe.
Fan, not glow fan.
Like
although that would be cool if it was a glow fan.
Yeah.
If you haven't had these are to die for. The Reese's Dipped Animal Crackers.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it depends on the Costco you go to.
Oh, they're
they don't
so
all
good.
Have,
no, they don't all have them, but of course you get the giant Costco bag. They're great. And then, of course, Costco gas.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Who doesn't get Costco gas?
Me.
You're not a member. I take it.
Right. No, I am a member. I love Costco. I just went yesterday.
You don't get the gas?
Heather.
Yep. Yes.
That's right. So yeah.
Yes, yes.
You got to find a plug-in somewhere. Yeah.
Can you plug in there? Is it a discounted electricity?
I'll have to ask next time. Heather with the news.
Where can I put my extension cord?
It's 97.1.